Joined now by Coach Brian Jones of the North County Raiders, and North County will start off their season at home on Friday. They will get the Cape Central Tigers for that first one. Coach, in preparation for this upcoming matchup, how has practice gone? How has the group kind of come together in the last few days of practice before this season gets underway?
We've had some really good practices through the preseason and the summer. Really can't think of a day that was just a complete loss. You know, of course, we're like everybody else. We have some, you know, there's some times in practice where things don't go quite the way you want, or the kids' focus isn't there quite the way you would expect it to be. But overall, we've had way more good practices than we have bad.
And as they have kind of gone on, and particularly kind of focusing on the offensive side of things, where, you know, there are some key seniors that you lost from that side of the ball from last year, but into this year, where do you see kind of the strengths forming as far as what you've seen in practice so far? What do you think can really be the calling card of the group?
The strength has to be our offensive line this year if we're going to have any kind of success. Because, you know, to be honest, that's where we have the most that's where we return the most players and we have the most experience. So we're really leaning on those guys to be able to establish run game and also, you know, maintain the line of scrimmage for us while we get our you know, young and youthful, inexperienced skill guys some varsity reps. So we're really leaning on the offensive linemen this year. Like I said, three of the five are returning. They played side by side each other last season, so they're comfortable with their positions, and they're also comfortable playing, you know, beside each other.
And to some of those skill positions, who are some of the players that have really stepped up, and do you think we'll see a lot of time in that first week playing at some of those skill spots?
Right now, we're still trying to figure that out. We have a lot of guys competing, but as far as named starters, I don't know that we do have a couple, you know, a handful of seniors that do bring some varsity experience back to the program this year. One of them is Carter Kikek. Another one is Leighton Mallow. And another one at a skill position is Tyler Murphy. Those guys are all seniors. They all played a lot last year, and I believe not all of them were 10-game starters, but they all started a game or two or so at some point throughout the 2018 season.
With the group being a little bit younger than they were last year, are you setting expectations for them for the first few weeks, or are you kind of seeing what they might do just on their own?
Well, our expectation is just to improve each week. That's always been our expectation. So no, that's not changed, and that's what we're gonna hopefully get out of those guys. You know, hopefully, you know, whatever happens Friday night, come week two, we've improved our game, and the same the following week. And by the time you get to week 10, you know, the hay's in the barn at that point, and you know, if you've improved each week, maybe you got a chance of playing on, and if it's not in the cards, it's not in the cards. But, you know, as far as expectations, that's our only expectations. We want to be better each week.
You know, last year, this Cape Central game, you went there last year and got a really big statement victory. This year, you get them at home. How are you kind of approaching it with what you've seen from, or what you know about Cape Central's group and what they might bring to the table this year?
Right now, we don't really know a whole lot about their group other than what we have on film from the end of last season. And, you know, of course, they got a new coach with Coach Gibbs, so it's more of a personnel thing than maybe a scheme thing offensively and defensively. They were not in the Jamboree last Friday night, so we really didn't, you know, weren't able to get any, you know, any scouting done on them. So we're kind of going, you know, off in what we can, you know, what we hope to see from them. But at the same time, we know that as coaches and as players, we're going to have to be able to adjust them on the fly come Friday night.
We appreciate your time, Coach. Thanks so much for calling in, and we'll look forward to catching up with you the rest of the season.
Thanks, Andy, and we appreciate all that you guys do to cover high school sports in our area.